What's Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, we are broadcasting live from Chiefs training camp thanks to Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. Today was day number two of padded practice. Same story, Juwan Taylor and Jalen Moore rotating through. Yeah, knock on wood, man. Healthy so far here in St. Joe. But same story on the offensive line, the rotations there. Norman Lott continues to get some reps with the ones. We did eliminate on our Camp Darling Island today two players, Jared Wiley and Jake Brennan.
Tight ends getting cooked in the early going.
I know. We don't have a single one yet. But, yeah, so far it's been like what you would call a standard Camp Gold, which in a lot of cases you'll take for the obvious reasons because that means you're not running into any additional problems to go with it. Next up on What's Trending, Seth Lugo signed a two-year extension with the Kansas City Royals. That being made official just moments ago by the Royals as they signed him to the two-year, $46 million deal with a vesting option for a potential third year on the team side as well. Obviously, people thought Seth Lugo was going to be on the trade market for the Royals this year, but was not. Ends up being a good deal for them overall as they get Seth Lugo locked up for a couple years.
Yeah, next up on What's Trending, Jeff Passan just reported, as we were talking about 15 minutes ago, Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase placed on the non-disciplinary paid leave list, part of MLB's sports betting investigation. That's now two Guardians players. We think this is part of the same investigation. Luis Ortiz, the other pitcher, remember that was tied to micro bets, and basically you can bet, will a pitch be a strike or a ball? And these integrity algorithms they have flag some irregularities, and then they look back and they say, these pitches might be a little questionable. Yeah. And now Clase is involved in it. We don't know exactly if they've pinpointed certain pitches with him or what it is, if there's text messages. Very early, but that's two Guardians pitchers. Clase is also a pitcher that some thought could get traded, so that's off the table this point.
Next up on What's Trending, don't forget, join us coming up on Friday, August 8th, live out at Hollywood Casino. We and The Drive will be broadcasting live from the sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino, registering fans to win a signed Charles and Minnehue football, a pair of Chiefs-Colts tickets, and you make sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X and enter their giveaway on August 7th. You'll have a chance at $100 in pin cash on August 8th every hour that we are there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
We will get to some camp questions from our guy JT, who's filling in for Drew back in the studio. But if you're back in the KC area, you're trying to figure out what to do for lunch and dinner tonight, you got to go to 30 Hop Monday, $5.99 classic burgers. 30 Hop is your go-to, an American bar and kitchen with those bold flavors, local taps, expansive patios, and an unbeatable happy hour. Whether you're out at their location in Lee's Summit or right by our station in Merriam Grand Station, that's their brand new location. We've been out there a few times. 30hop.com, that's 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, big patio, as we now have our Chiefs insider, Nate Taylor, stopping by after practice. A late one, too, because we're going to play some audio from Clark Hunt. I know you guys were talking to the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
He just told us where they were going to build it? Announce the plans?
Let me see. The one quote I saw that Cody and I were like, okay, yeah, was, our preference is to renovate Arrowhead if we stay in Missouri. Well, yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
We all knew that.
Yes.
We've been knowing.
What else stood out from him, I guess? Anything else? And we can get into some football
stuff
specifically.
Stop thinking, you know, there's been some discussion internally. I guess I'll share this now. But there's been some discussion internally about the airport and staying on the Missouri side. And could you somehow get closer to downtown, somewhat closer to, the airport? Because if you look at, you know, SoFi specifically, hey, that's pretty close to the airport. If you look at Los Angeles, well, obviously, right off the strip to a degree, but close to the airport. So
yeah, pretty close.
I still think Clark specifically, and I mean that very seriously, I think Clark specifically would like to see Arrowhead renovated if, you know, it was viable. The question is, and I think I know the answer, as of right now, it doesn't seem that viable.
The appetite doesn't feel that strong for it.
So?
We'll see.
It doesn't sound like we're going to know anything official before the start of the season. I think that's what we learned today.
Yeah.
Mark Donovan a week ago, Chiefs team president, said, hey, look, thank God for the extension in Kansas, and we'll talk about that later. Well, now Clark Hunt has just said, look, you're not going to know anything unless something crazy happens before the start of the season, right? So if we don't know anything before the start of the season, as I asked him, well, what is – I hate to put you on a deadline, sir, but you are under deadline. So What are we talking when we say urgency? Now, I think that's pre-Christmas.
Okay.
Based on his answer today, that appears to be somewhere in the range between, and I'm inferring at this point, somewhere between Halloween and Thanksgiving. Just okay. Slide it right in there. Present your news. If you want to go to Kansas, guess what? Did an election just pass? Well, wouldn't you know it? We could make some moves now, given how long the extension is. But also, and this is to Clark Hunt's credit, he acknowledged, man, it's a five-year plan, dog. And I'm looking at my watch, and it says it's 2025. I only got it through 2030, so I need to know what I'm doing.
Clock's ticking.
5 years out, which tells me, yes, Christmas at the latest, the preferable range would probably be Halloween to Thanksgiving, preferably closer to Thanksgiving because then you get out of election swings.
You mentioned that maybe in the past there was some speculation about north, you know, near the airport and everything. If that happens, by the way, are you just going to move to in between St. Joe and the airport? And because you're going to be spending, you know, we're up here for a month. You're up here for a month in St. Joe. You might as well just move to Platte City.
You can come be my neighbor because I tell you right now.
If anybody wants to reach out to Nate Taylor of ESPN before the interest rates continue to skyrocket, let me know because technically – a lot of people know this, but like I'm on Kansas side. I'm on the side with the inside track with the money. I live in Overland Park, so.
You just said there. Do you think Kansas still has an inside
yes,
track?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Who can give them the most money?
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
Let's just be specific, guys. Who can give them the most money? I didn't want to ask.
If Donovan had to say he'd have moved there a year ago.
Correct. I didn't want to ask about the dome because I've already reported that, ladies and gentlemen. Clark Hunt wants a dome. Okay. If he cannot get Arrowhead, he wants a dome. You cannot get a dome in Missouri. I know Mayor Q was out here, love him to death.
I did see him up there.
What can he say?
He keeps talking about some like mystery money faucet he can turn on, and it just like with nothing to show for it. Be like
without a vote,
just dangling
without a vote. And
I know. I don't know what it is.
The other thing too, and I'll give Mayor Q this. Look, man, I don't want to lose. I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying to get people together, which not every Missouri politician can say that.
No.
And, look, man, look how much we've done in the city, and you guys have been a part of it, and we can continue this. But who has the power? I hate saying this.
Yeah.
Because I love my city. I'm from Kansas City. Kansas City's home. The mayor has no say in this anymore.
Yeah, he's kind of
does the
game.
Governor even have anything to say at this point, considering that he had to make them do a special session?
He's at least he got don't got juice no, to do that.
He got the juice to do that, but he don't have – who is in power? It's not y'all anymore, okay? Yeah. Whatever the – like the thing I've come to the –
when the vote failed, you didn't get a say as when, much.
My conclusion is, if I can leave everybody with this, is the Chiefs will get what they want. I don't know if you could say that about the Royals.
When you look at the – let's talk about the on-field part of it. A couple of things. Let's talk about the thing that stood out at least right away.
Sure.
Josh Simmons is bullying people. He's shoving people to the ground. Put Creed Humphrey on his ass, which I don't know that happens very often ever in this scenario. He is obviously a physical freak of nature.
Yes.
Now, Matt Nagy
yes.
did say he is screwing up some communication stuff right,
right
now.
Right,
which I don't think is crazy for a rookie or anything outside of that.
Right.
Was that any part of his scouting, though? Was, like, that part of his game ever a question about – because I still argue that, like, if he was the dream perfect candidate other than the injury, he'd have gone higher than even 31.
Right.
So there must have been other parts of his game that were concerning other than an injury. Was that part of it? Just, like, the communication end or, like, the, you know, I'm just asking.
I think there were some competition issues because given where they were in Ohio State's schedule, he didn't get Oregon a second time.
Yeah, okay.
The injury happened with Oregon, right? The best team he may have faced, I believe, was Iowa. So, now again, Ohio State was so good, they just blitzed everybody.
Yeah, just
but it's like, hey, it would have been nice to see you against Texas. It would have been nice to see you against, you know, Oregon a second time. Because when those happen, NFL scouts really like the idea of like, well, hey.
NFL players.
Yeah, this is an NFL player. This is a rematch. Hey, this is late in the season. Let's see how you perform. So, I think those were some of the things that scouts were like, man, it would have been nice to have that in our evaluation report. But, man, from raw skill talent, the strength. The flexibility, the fact that he's rehabbed this well to come back this clean. I don't even think about that. Like, I think today was the first day I didn't think about the knee. Not once. Not once today did I see him in the one-on-one periods, in the team periods where I said, "Oh man, how does his knee hold up?" No, he's telling Mike Dana, "Good try." Really good try.
He just stood him up. That's a good try.
Just didn't move. That's a really good try. He's telling Ashton Gelati, "Hey man, I am in a actual camp battle. You are a rotational guy. There's a difference."
He put him on his ass, too.
Put him on his – I mean, threw him like he wasn't an NFL player.
Just tossed him to the side.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, joining us here live from St. Joe after camp. On the offensive line on the right side, we see Juwan Taylor obviously off the pup list. That happened yesterday. This is now day two. He's out there. He's working with Jalen Moore also as first string right tackle. Is that a real competition, or is this we know Juwan Taylor. We know what we're getting from him.
Yep.
Jalen Moore – Could play this year right tackle if somebody gets hurt.
Right.
But he also has a decent chance to be our starting right tackle in 2026.
Correct.
Because I think people want to – it's nice to say, like, just give me the best five. That money doesn't matter.
Right.
But, one, we don't know if Jalen Moore is better than Juwan Taylor. In fact, right this second, I would say he's not. And then there is still $27 million going against the cap for Juwan Taylor. He's going to be the starter week one.
I think that's what he was trying to tell Andy Heck yesterday.
Okay.
Hey, I put it on Twitter that, like, you know, Juwan Taylor, comma, savvy veteran, just miraculously returns on the day of first day of pads and then berates Andy Heck to say, "I'm the starter. I want all my reps." None of this, like, let's ease him into it.
You think he was fighting for his own position?
Yes.
He's not trying to lose footing.
No, at all. And he's.
I think it should be an open competition for what it's worth. And I think in a fair world.
And I think that's
made the best man win.
I read Andy Heck's mouth. Trust me. Just trust me on this, okay? We got to see what he looks like in our offense. We signed him. Like,
we paid him $20 million.
Just trust me.
$30 million? $30 million.
Now, again, Andy Reid is a traditionalist. We all understand that. So, hey, who's the first guy out there on the first team period or the first group install? Well, clearly it's Juwan Taylor. So he's still, as of right now, the starter until proven otherwise. But, yeah, it's a competition. There's more of a competition at right tackle than at left tackle.
Sure looks like it,
We opened the show talking about that. Which
unbelievable!
Is just like, I wouldn't have thought that two months ago.
I mean, I understand we have to see this thing through camp and ultimately how he plays week one. But, like, as of right this second, their medical staff, what they were told and all that, like, they look great right now. Because there's got to be some teams out there. I'm not saying he would have been the first offensive lineman off the board, but there's teams out there that got to be saying, what do we miss? The Chiefs were not the only team that needed a tackle in the draft, okay?
Right. So, I mean, Houston Texans are the team that I'm thinking as you're describing that, Alex. You saying, like, there's got to be teams. I'm like, the Houston Texans are a good team. They will make the playoffs, most likely. Like, if you want to compete and go up to that next step, hey, getting out of the division round is real simple when you have a left tackle who's on a rookie contract. Like, if I was a Houston Texans, I'd be very furious given the fact that we may have to see them, I don't know, at Arrowhead in another division round game, and their offensive line could be, you know, for all intents and purposes, better this coming January than it even was last January.
What about left guard? We were saying, like, guard is hard to judge at camp. And,
right.
I mean, it's one thing even try to judge tackles, let alone guard. But people are asking us about, like, how does Kingsley look? Nobody's talking about that. What have you heard? What have you seen? You were here yesterday. We weren't, obviously.
Mike Pinnell just told us in the media tent that he can tell that Kingsley's stronger, that he's got a bit of more of an anchor. I think Kingsley, we all fell in love with Kingsley last year because he was so athletic. So it meant like, oh, that means you can do more things in the screen game. You can do more toss plays, more stretch plays. Hey, let's run some more outside zone. Let this man get to the second level. And then we all forgot, oh, yeah, he needs to be strong to hold up against Trey Hendrickson. So, hey, Trey Hendrickson, not in the league right now. He's not going to be rushing you from the interior most often. So, hey, the question now becomes, I think you're fine in the passing game with Kingsley. It's about the run attack. And so Mike Pinnell telling us that, hey, you could tell Trey Smith is trying to get that dog, that nastiness out of him, especially when we get to these 9-on-7s out here when you're trying to run and you're trying to create a hole for Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco. Yeah, it doesn't look great right now, but I think if you're a fan and you care about Kingsley Suamataia, those first two preseason games, I really want to identify what does he look like in the running game. How much can he move a defensive tackle who might be, you know, bigger than him, but can you and Creed work on the double teams? Can you get to that second level? Can you show off that athleticism the way Trey Smith can? Because I think based on what I've seen so far, it's going to be a lot easier for him in pass protection as guard instead of being at tackle.
Do you think part of their plan for when Rashee Rice is out with suspension to just use Tyquan Thornton as a natural outside wide receiver?
Yes.
Because it does seem like in practice, yes, that would be my assumption, is that
yes,
Thornton has a chance to get some early season reps as an outside guy, even more so than it feels like than Juju so far in the early going, as far as he's a standout outside wide receiver,
yep,
and we can go have him run routes out there and do our thing. Maybe he's not the target monster by any means, but,
right,
like, he's the outside guy is what it feels like.
Yeah, a viable option. So what you're wanting now, and I think what we're seeing so far into camp is, okay, Juju is our Rashee Rice insurance. We saw that during the postseason. At least the first two games against the Texans and the Bills. And now we're understanding that Tyquan Thornton could go into the inside if necessary. But, hey, you also have Jalen Royal, so you want to get him in the mix as well. So, hey, learn from Rashee, learn from Juju. Hey, can I just throw you like a fade ball? Can I throw you like a back shoulder? Can I throw you a jump ball? Tyquan Thornton can do that. And let's just say he's a more reliable option, it appears right now, than Justin Ross was last year. I get the sense that when Rashee gets suspended, which will probably be in early August, okay, if it's four games, if it's six games, again, I go back and forth with Adam Schefter about this. That's the hilarious thing now. I can just text
You're
this.
Like, hey, Adam.
I can just text this man and be like,
that phone right there. It's this phone. That phone, there's a lot right there.
I think it's four. He's like, it could be six. It's like, all right, well, we'll see. If it's four, I want to be optimistic for my hometown. But if it's four games, okay, I can trust Juju. I can trust Jalen Royals for a snap here and there. And by God, at least we have Tyquan Thornton, who can be a true outside, so that we can move Xavier Worthy inside if we need to. Or, hey, Hollywood Brown, we could do some, you know, trips sets where Tyquan is the first guy up, clearing out some space for Hollywood Brown in the intermediate area.
Best case scenario is still Justin Watson, though, right? I mean,
and
300 yards.
And they signed him because they signed him in the middle of the last season because, like, hey, Justin Watson will not be here. And can you be better than him if we give you, like, a full offseason to develop? You're younger. You're just as talented. You were a second round pick.
Just block and.
Yeah, exactly.
Right around.
Exactly. So I think he's on the team. There's no question about that anymore. It's about who do you prefer between Sky Moore and Nico Remigio?
Before he lets you go,
he does way more.
I would absolutely agree with that. No, totally. I don't think.
I'm just asking the question.
No,
I'll tell you right now. Dave Tobe has to answer that question. I know he's answering too.
Dave Tobe told us that yesterday.
Yeah, it's Remigio. We know the answer. Lastly, before you go, we had Isaiah Pacheco on the show.
Awesome.
Earlier, we were asking him about just the offseason because this is the first camp he's had since his rookie year that he didn't have any sort of injury coming in.
Like, yes,
right. Fully available. Last year, he had the shoulder or whatever, yellow jersey. What do you expect out of him? Like, I think what happened with the fan base, of course, he got hurt. Kareem Hunt had a nice couple weeks and helped him out.
Yep.
Pacheco comes back, didn't look right. We even asked, like, how close to 100% were you?
Zilch.
He claimed, like, he's like, I was pretty close. That's what he said.
Come on.
Think he was.
Thank you, sir.
But heading into this season, if he's 100%, he's heading in, are fans going to get reminded of, like, okay, this guy, like, nobody's saying he's Saquon Barkley, okay? But he can be a guy that has 900 yards again, or you don't think that's possible anymore?
No, I think it's possible. I just, when he was, it's good that he was with you guys, and I think he's probably a little bit more comfortable. When we saw him in the tent earlier into camp, you know, he still said, hey, I want 1,000 yards, and that is great. I just want you to get through this season, right? Because he's still in this weird range where it's like, I want to prove statistically durability that I can do it, right? In my mind, it's like, you were a phenomenon your rookie season. You've kind of already proven that. I want people to go back and just watch the 2023 postseason. He was amazing. It was a three-person offense. It was Travis, please save us on third down. It was, hey, Rashee Rice, hallelujah, we have another receiving option. And it was, can we give this guy the ball 25 times and he's not going to fumble, he's going to run through your face, he's going to be amazing in between the tackles, and he's going to salt games away against Buffalo. He's going to salt games away against Baltimore. He doesn't have to prove anything to me. So I would like
when healthy, he plays.
I would like to focus. Well, I would like him to focus on how do I get better from between now and January, because all that matters is I'm good in January. I'm in rhythm. I'm within the structure of the offense. I've improved. Forget the statistics, man. That's out the window. You're in the last year of your rookie contract. Like, you will have as many opportunities as you can to succeed. But the more I thought about it, I was just like, 1,000 yards don't mean diddly doot to you right now, dude. What matters is proving how valuable you were, like you did in 2022 and 2023, and you can do it again. Nobody cares about your stats. They don't love you because you got 1,000 yards. They love you because you ran your mother bleep off and you were productive when it mattered most. That's what you should focus on.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, appreciate you stopping by. A nice, cool practice today.
Which means they're going to – which means the Suns –
tomorrow, no pads, right? Or will they go 3 straight days?
Sometimes Andy goes 3 straight days. Okay. And for Josh Simmons, let's see you push through this mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 straight days and his knee's good, then I'm done. I'm done.
Right? Andy, please give us one more day of pads. Then you can taper down.
Yeah. You can cool off. They got a Thursday off day.
Exactly.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 20 minutes or so. I do want to pass on just some breaking news in the sports world other than the Montreal Class A. Just saw this from Adam Schefter.
Terrible.
Deion Sanders and his medical team announced that he had a bladder tumor that has been removed. Sanders is now, quote, cured from cancer, but obviously a very serious medical man. I mean, he's someone that's been dealing with some health stuff. Yes. Nate Morley has been talking about, like, foot infections and things like that.
I can appreciate this that it hasn't stopped him from being him, I guess, at least a lot of us.
Right.
He said, "I'm back, baby." When people asked if he was going to coach, he made a Depends joke when he was talking about I swear to God, he said, "I can't pee like I used to pee. I depend on Depends." When talking about it in the press conference,
get this man hasn't lost his immediately.
Oh, he's going to.
Oh,
he's absolutely.
Dude, he's about to get paid.
Look, he's great. Look, he's great for the sport.
He's
we
amazing.
Could all
yes,
have our
yes,
feelings
yes,
about
yes.
how he operates. He's great for the sport, though.
Really
obviously,
is.
Wish him the best. But that was surprising news. Obviously, just came across the last couple of minutes or so. All right, up next, we will get to some of our camp questions plus the random question of the day as we continue broadcasting live in St. Joe. Back here in St. Joe, don't forget our Monday lunch partner on Cody and Gold is 30 Hop. They've got $5.99 classic burgers going on today. Whether you go out to Lee Summit or their new location in Merriam Grand Station, they're a proud lunch partner of the show. They got something for everyone. That menu, man, it doesn't matter whether you're looking for that burger. Obviously, it's a great deal today, $5.99. They got the yakisoba noodles. They got chicken fingers. They got some great salads. We can go on and on and on. An unbelievable menu over at 30 Hop. You stop in for lunch, stay for happy hour, 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio. We will get to JT's camp questions in a second, but you just saw something come across the timeline during the break. You guys know Christian Wilkins was cut last week by the Las Vegas Raiders a year after signing a mega offseason deal, one of the better defensive linemen in football, and he's coming off a foot injury. And then yesterday, I think it was Josina Anderson that kind of hinted, some weird, quote, weird incident happened with another teammate. You're like, okay. Then Adam Schefter was on McAfee show today.
And said that the incident in question that Josina Anderson was hinting at is that Christian Wilkins playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head.
Okay.
And some people have said that the player took offense to it.
All right.
I'm sorry. I've been around.
They just wanted to cut him, is what it is.
Around a lot of teams. And I'll just tell you, if you think your workplace is different and workplaces are different, they are. Just as I would say radio is different than a slightly traditional corporate atmosphere. Like, there are differences in workplaces, and it is not a cuttable offense for a player to playfully try to kiss another player on the forehead. I've seen.
Top of the head, even. Not even forehead.
I've seen so much worse than that by, like, a million miles. So, like, are they just trying to snack reasons to give the NFLPA for why they are allowed to cut this man and not guarantee his money? Because this feels like a desperate attempt to stack excuses to cut him versus, like, you're leaking out forehead kisses? Top of head kisses? This is the leak?
Look, when I heard that the report was that it was something weird, I'm like, okay, I have no idea what they're about to eventually uncover.
Anything. Who knows?
Look, we all know there was different degrees to where you would be like, oh, yeah, you gotta cut the guy, move on. It can cause some problems in the locker room, whatever it may be. That seems like just nothing. It just seems like, we paid him too much money. We're really not a huge fan of his. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe the locker room doesn't like him. I don't know, right? Like, maybe there have been other things. I have no idea.
Yeah, sometimes you don't like people. You don't just get to cut him, not pay him.
But to be in this exact scenario is pretty wild. If that is true, that's just so, like, soft. and like small kind of thing to worry about, if that's really what it was.
I just wasn't expecting to see
We
that.
Just saw someone on the text line, like, we just saw Vinny and Cags do the playful Italian kiss thing or whatever you want to call it. So, like,
Every time one of them hits a homer, essentially.
The idea that a teammate jokingly just went by and, like, kissed the teammate on the top of his head just seems like a nothing burger, but whatever.
What about the UFC fight a couple weekends ago? I'm not a big UFC guy, but I was at a bachelor party, and they wanted to watch it. It was that, I think it was Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier. After the fight, Max kissed Dustin on the head.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not normally – look, if somebody says don't do that again, well, then respect their boundary and all this. But, like, in that circumstance,
Cody tried to kiss me on the top of the head once, and I said no, man, and he stopped.
Yeah, you know, it's important to listen to the others. Was it your bachelor party, JT? Hold on. You just got engaged. You're already having a bachelor party?
It was not mine. It was my best friend's. Okay. My best friend's.
I was like, damn, that was early.
Yeah, no. My wedding's not until 2027, so we're good.
Yeah, you got engaged like 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
June 2nd. June 2nd.
Okay. All right. He says 2027 for his wedding.
Yeah.
You already know. Do you have a date set?
Well, so, okay. She probably ain't going to like this, but she wanted, I told her, I don't care where we're getting married. I just want to marry you. And she goes, well, what about the ocean? And I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, let's do a cruise. So we're doing a cruise wedding in 2027.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Very cool.
So I was worried my parents were going to say no. My parents were actually all on board. So we're doing a smaller like wedding on a cruise and then having a big reception in the summer of 27.
Dude, I totally did the destination wedding. I got nothing against it.
Good for you, man.
I'm excited.
Awesome.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Okay. So is Alex invited to the bachelor party, you know?
Don't put him on the spotlight.
Do you think it's an in-town or do you think an out-of-town bachelor party? Out-of-town wedding might mean in-town bachelor
party. Yeah, I was thinking in-town bachelor party.
Okay.
I haven't really thought about it. My best man is actually going on the cruise with us. Her parents were like, we'll pay for your best man and the bridesmaid. And then,
wow!
So I was like, okay, awesome.
Classy.
So my best friend since kindergarten is going to be the best man. So there you go.
Kindergarten? You got a friend from kindergarten?
Yeah, dude. Me and him go all the way back. He went to Mizzou. I went to UCM, and we would still find ways to party up in college. So it was fun.
My oldest friend is first grade, and that feels like, it's like one of those friends, like adulthood friendships where you see him, you know, a couple times a year, you text here, there, you communicate, you see each other, but like, it sounds like JT sees this kid from kindergarten a couple times a week.
All right, thinking of JT.
That was his bachelor party that I just went to,
Oh, nice, okay.
Thinking of JT, he's filled in for Drew, which means JT's got the keys to the camp questions. Let's hear him.
Camp questions.
All righty, boys. So you're up in St. Joe. My first question to you is, we've been talking a lot about Josh Simmons, but I want to move on to the other rookies in this class.
All right.
Who do you think has the best chance outside of Josh Simmons to start week one?
Ooh, to start? I actually only think there's really one player.
Christian Fulton injury helped Noah Williams at all?
I think the only player that has a real shot, in a weird way, at this point, could Omar Norman Lott steal some snaps, but start?
Start's tough.
I don't think anybody else is going to start. No, unless there's an injury. No, I don't think anybody else can start. Now, who's going to play the most week one? Norman Lott and Noah Williams would be my guess.
Those would be my guess for most likely to play the most. So I got to say that those are my most likely to start week one. Right now, just knowing the way defensive line works, it is Omar Norman Lott. Because you just put him opposite Chris Jones. You put Dana or a Minihue on one side. You put Karloftis on the other side. And, like, legitimately the first snap goes to Omar Norman Lott. I think it'd take another injury for Noah Williams. They like Nazi Johnson, Joshua Williams, and Jalen Watson too much to not have one of them lined up first opposite Trip McDuffie before Noah Williams. But that'd probably be my only other guess. I'm trying to think about, like, again, other than injury, like, it would take multiple injuries for it to be Rashard Smith or other guys, or Gelati seems like he's further down. So, yeah, Omar Norman Lott's my answer.
Okay. All right. So, talking about Happy Gilmore 2, just came out Friday. Out of everyone on the team at training camp, who do you think would hit the ball the farthest, Happy Gilmore style?
Ooh, wow.
On the team?
Yeah, on the chief to hit the golf ball, Happy Gilmore. So someone's got to have a little strength behind him.
Gotta think a bigger guy, right? But I also want somebody who can golf.
I mean, it might be Travis. It might still just be Travis.
Pat's a better golfer than Travis.
Yeah, but I'm talking like...
Travis can bomb it.
Yeah,
I've seen him drive a golf ball. He can bomb it.
I'm going to go ahead and say Travis. A little bit of golf knowledge, and then also he's got some strength, obviously, behind him, too. I'll go Travis for this.
I kind of want to go just like who has the best raw strength on the team and isn't,
not Josh Simmons.
And isn't, in my opinion, the guy who, like, is hurt by, like, trying to have a natural golf swing. In a lot of ways, I feel like somebody who doesn't already play golf and has to, like...
I would say that, but did you see the video they had in on with Happy Gilmore 2? They had a bunch of former and pro golfers doing that. Tiger Woods hit it the best.
So, and some of the other guys looked weird.
I know.
Doing it. Like, I didn't think, oh, man.
It's Travis or Mahomes. I'll give you that.
I'll take Patrick. You know, I'm trying to get an off-the-board answer, but, like, yeah. I'll just take
my off-the-board answer would be Justin Reed. I don't know. Maybe.
But he's not on the team anymore.
Former chief. Yeah, then we're talking.
Wow. Brain fart there, JT. Anyway.
You're good.
All right. My last question is maybe not a necessary question, but we know the 1-2 punch for running back. But my intriguing question has been, who do we think will be the receiving back come week one? Will it be Elijah Mitchell or would it be Rashad Smith, the rookie? Ooh.
Good question, because we've debated on who, you know, is there a chance that Hunt or Mitchell could get cut or they both make the team? Can the rookie pick up pass protection quick enough to be ready week one to be the quote-unquote receiving back? The background, obviously, for Rashad Smith is there. He was a receiver in college. I want to say Mitchell, but I know Smith's making the team. I don't know for sure if Mitchell's making the team. That's my holdup here. I'll assume Mitchell makes the team, and so I'll say it's him. But obviously, if he doesn't make the team, then this doesn't matter.
By this time, so, like, there was a lot of buzz of him coming in the draft, right? They're like, no, we loved Rashard Smith. We passed on all these other running backs, but we still love him. But by camp this time, in Isaiah Pacheco's seventh-round tenure, the buzz had already started. Buzz was in full-blown effect. True. People were talking about, look at the man go. Oh, my gosh, he might have a chance to really start. Oh, look how good he is. Not the same buzz on Rashard Smith already. So I'll take Elijah Mitchell just because I think Rashard might be a slower burn than what they got in Isaiah Pacheco. We shouldn't just all assume seventh-round picks immediately are contributors on an NFL team. And so I'll take Elijah Mitchell, the vet, assuming he can stay healthy, I hope.
Those awesome. Thanks for answering
are
those.
The camp questions from our guy JT.
Back, I remember if that was three or not.
In the studio. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one, like, is that three?
1, 2, 3 camp questions. We need to get that. Coming up in about 20 minutes, you're going to hear from Clark Hunt, Chiefs owner, about the stadium front. We talked about it a little bit with Nate Taylor, but we'll bring you that in most. I don't know if we'll bring all of it, but we'll bring most of what Clark Hunt had to say about how the stadium front is going. And no surprise that they're not going to have an answer by the start of the season. I don't think anybody expected that after how the last month and a half have gone. We've had so many different deadlines come and go. So
yep,
we'll get there in just a little bit.
Should we do a random question? More questions?
You ready for another question?
Questions on questions?
Yeah.
Questions on questions.
Random question.
Normally we would have done camp questions in the last segment, so we don't have questions
on questions.
But then
we had
Nate Taylor talking to
us,
you know?
Random question of the day is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit KCUrology.com today. Question I have for you today is related to classic summertime activity, but not what you probably think.
All right.
I'm going to ask you about ice cream trucks, not what your choice of ice cream is on the truck, because I know that that's the gimme, right? You're like, oh, I want the Sonic one, or now they've got characters that you don't even recognize.
An ice cream bar right now, one of those Snicker ice cream bars. Oh, God.
I'd crush. It'd just be dripping on you probably. You wouldn't get through it before it melted. So I'm going to go the opposite. The other day, a video went viral as an ice cream truck was, instead of playing the traditional ice cream music, playing trap music. So like EDM, you know, like dropping beats coming down the street, getting it. So the question I have for you today is, would you like to see a little variation in the ice cream truck game? Or are you fine with the, you know, ding, 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 you know, the regular ice cream music you're getting of your youth?
It has to be the original. What are we
you
doing?
You only want the OG?
Yes, because even
I recently learned the other day that some of those are like, they come from like racist songs. No. And I did not know that until like real recent.
Yeah,
and you didn't know that until just now. So in
no
fairness,
idea.
It's just like piano music to you. You're just thinking it's like
who's looking up the origin of the ice cream? Who's looking up the origin of the ice cream song? What are we doing? Anyway, the OG.
People, man. People.
Stick with the original ice cream song for sure. To this day, if I hear it, I live in an apartment complex, so they don't really come through. But if I'm back at my parents' house or whatever, and you hear it coming through their neighborhood, it still brings a smile to my face. Like, oh, yeah.
Do you ever think about going out?
I'm like, is that an ice cream truck? And I get sad, and I feel bad for the ice cream truck because I feel like some of these neighborhoods, like my parents' neighborhood doesn't have many kids in it anymore. Like, everybody's grown up. And so I'm like, he's got nobody stopping. Back in the day, you'd be running to the truck. Now, like, they're just going through cul-de-sac after cul-de-sac, and nobody's walking out.
Some 8-year-old DoorDashed ice cream instead, dude. You don't even know. It might be hard out there on these streets to get an ice cream truck and get that. That's what I'm saying. Mix it up. I'm ready for a change. I've had enough ragtime melody, you know, in my lifetime.
Last week we
I'll tell you right now, if all of a sudden there was just like EDM music playing outside my door, I'd be like, what the hell's going on?
That'd be annoying.
And then I saw an ice cream truck, I'd be like, look at this man. Entrepreneur. Taking a shot, you know? Mixing up the game
it's gotta
a little
be the
bit.
Original. We learned last week you don't like marching bands, and now you don't like original ice cream truck music. I don't know what's happened.
Somebody
you know?
Said we don't need Skrillex. Well, I'm getting a Sonic gumball.
Man, I get that. I would get that Bugs Bunny ice cream with the gumball eyes back in the day. That was my go-to.
They still have some of the classic ones. My kids got ice cream from an ice cream truck in the last couple of weeks. Like one was coming by, and
they
heard
still have
it.
Like the Tasmanian Devil one
it.
And stuff.
Okay, so they've got some Leibird. Of the classics. I'll tell you right now, like Sonic. Like some of the ones that you would expect, Ninja Turtle, those are all in there. But there are new ones too, right? Like Miraculous Ladybug or other characters.
Someone says they stopped the ice cream man last week, $17.90 for two bars.
It wasn't that bad.
Quick question. Are we up to the – I haven't tried to buy ice cream from an ice cream truck in years. Are they at least taking Venmo or cards now? We're not just still trying to do the cash thing, right? Because that
they'll take a card.
Okay.
They'll take cash or card. They're not turning down money.
I'm like, you can't only be cash and be expecting people to run out their front door and grab an ice cream.
No, they'll take your
debit
card.
Do you think the DoorDash stuff has also killed this? Like, if your kid really, if you're not going to go out and your kid wants something, you can get a DoorDash real quickly.
It is like one of the very few things that I'm hoping my kids, just by living with us, don't get in the habit of, because I, to this day, have never DoorDashed a single thing in my entire life.
Nothing
I have
ever?
Never DoorDashed or Uber Eats a single item in my entire life. I have looked a couple of times, and when I saw that price, I got my ass in the car, and I drove myself there, or I went, you know, all right, time to pantry figure out this meal, and I've gone a different direction. I don't want my kids at 12 years old thinking, hey, can we DoorDash some stuff over? Like, no. So, it's got to be a treat. You know, you can't just be abusing this. I don't want my kids thinking this is a regular activity we do in the tap house.
So I agree that it's extremely expensive. I mainly do it, honestly, when I'm sick. So, like, if I'm like, I'm not going in my car because I've got zero energy and I'm not feeling great. So, the once a year, every couple of year thing is what I've done. Or when we were in Arizona, we've talked about before in the Super Bowl, when I was really sick during the first 3 or 4 days of Radio Row, and you guys were gone and had the car and stuff. And
I get it. You don't want to get in the car. You're
I DoorDashed
sick.
Like
don't want to get too far from the toilet.
Yeah, I DoorDashed some Pedialyte and some soup or whatever, you know. And I'll pay the $23 it was for a bowl of soup and Pedialyte or whatever, you know. But in general, yeah, I'm kind of with you. That Chipotle burrito delivered or, you know, if you're doing fast food, all of a sudden that $12 meal becomes $20 very quickly.
Well, and that's – I can't justify it in my head.
Do you get pizza delivered ever? Regular pizza?
I just go pick it up.
Yeah. So you've never been a delivery person. Delivery drivers.
It's not that I've never gotten pizza delivered. I've obviously gotten pizza delivery. I have gotten pizza delivery in my lifetime. I'm sure I've gotten in the last year. I'm not saying I've never had any food delivered ever. But if it's on an Uber Eats platform, I've just never paid it.
JT, what about you?
Yeah.
You want trap music first off, or you want the regular?
I'll take regular music. I'm a nostalgia guy. I like the regular music. Yeah. I also barely really got ice cream from an ice cream truck, so I always just wanted the pint ice cream. I just went for the pint. I thought it was cheaper that way.
Oh, just give me a pint of some Jerry Garcia, and I'm just happy. Just
yeah. Wait, also, were your parents? Were your guys' parents the like? We don't drink soda out family, or were you allowed the trappings of like? The
if you got
out,
a kid's
you know?
Meal, you got a soda. You didn't get a kid's meal, you didn't get the soda. So.
Ooh, so, okay, see? This also implies, did your parents let you get the soda if you ate at a restaurant?
Yeah.
Not every parent let you do that.
When we were kids, yes. I know now, like, my nephews, they're not just drinking Coca-Cola.
So, no, but I'll
like,
let my kids get a lemonade if they want a lemonade
at the
restaurant.
Yeah, they will now. But
some families are water families.
It's still way less than what we did as a kid, though. Like, as a kid, to this day, as a kid, we would have 12-packs of, like, Coca-Cola in the fridge. Now, there's no chance, like, my nephews have a 12-pack of pop or soda sitting in the fridge.
Like a Sprite?
Yeah, I feel like...
My kids almost exclusively drink water.
I feel like parents, yeah, you're drinking water or whatever. I feel like parents now are not just letting their kids go and drink soda and
I'll let my kid have a Sprite or something every once in a while.
I drink a lot of Propel waters. I'm not a big fan of just regular.
well.
Let me tell you about some Propel.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you.
Alex buys a Propel at the gas station
every day.
Oh, really?
I've gone on Amazon and bought bulk.
Every time I'm at Costco, they have a massive pack of it. I'm just like, Alex, you just need this.
Just buy it and I'll Venmo.
But I don't
you,
like
you
know? The variety pack. I just want one single flavor.
I think the one there, they've got a variety and a single flavor.
Yeah, so the best flavor, not to go too off topic, berry and then the peach one, those are my favorites.
Strawberry lemonade, I love. So
never had it.
Really? Oh, it's so
Kiwi
good.
Kiwi strawberry, pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway.
I was a pizza delivery driver. So when I was in college.
Okay.
And so I liked.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I was working for Papa John's. And not to get too off topic, but Papa John's, better pizza. Yeah. Anyway, they pretty much fired me because I got a speeding ticket of 8 over while not on the clock in college. So I was
wait. They fired you for getting a speeding ticket not on the clock?
Yeah, I was headed back to Warrensburg, got pulled over in Lone Jack, and I got back the next week to work. And they're like, "Yeah, you can't work for us anymore. You got an 8." A speeding ticket going 8 over. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" They're like,
"How did they find out? Did you tell them?"
Clean driving record for
people. What are they tracking the docket? Yeah. How the hell do they know?
I don't. I paid it off like that night. I was like, "Oh, it's not that big of a deal. I'll just pay it off." And they're like, "Oh no, you need to fight it or to get it off your record, or it's gonna stay and you can't play." I was like, "Are you kidding?"
So wait, hold on. You're telling me like pick your national pizza chain for their delivery drivers. I understand like you don't want to hire someone that has a DUI. Okay, totally get it.
But
like
you're telling me if you have
you have a speeding ticket, you basically can't get a job at a pick your Papa John Pizza Hut, whatever.
Yeah, apparently not.
Finally,
Papa
John's
told me no, and they fired me. It was COVID year, too. I couldn't believe it.
It has
like,
to be liability insurance or something. Right?
I think that's what my mom said. It has to be the liability for the insurance companies and stuff. And I was like, well, if I knew that, I would have just – I thought it was cheaper just to pay it off. And they're like, oh, no, you needed to fight it. I'm like, well, that's going to be more expensive.
Someone says, JT, I got robbed working for that same company. Got fired.
Wait, fired you got robbed?
That's from the 785.
You can't fire me after I get robbed. That's
crazy.
If I get robbed at the Odyssey building parking lot, you can't be firing me because I got robbed.
I got my biggest tip ever working for Papa John's. A guy gave me a $100 cash tip. Couldn't believe it.
What did you do?
Did you deliver to a mansion?
No, it was a $12 pizza. He gave me $15, and I go, well, thank you for the tip. I got back to the office, and they're like, hey, this guy said you made a mistake. Can you run back out there? I go, yeah, I'll go back out there. I get out there and he goes, not many people nowadays have manners like you do. Here's an extra tip for you.
It just cost you a Cena? The single biggest tip I ever got on any bill was $200.
And so I got back to the office. I'm like, what'd you forget? And I was like, nothing. He gave me a $100 bill. And they're like, well, you're going home. I said, okay, all right, see ya. And they sent me home 1 hour into my shift.
That is the random question of the day. People are saying you could not have been a pizza delivery driver, Cody, because you can't just be on cruise control the whole time.
It'll Why? Pizza, says, I'm getting
pizza,
arrested.
Pizza will be too cold, even though you got the warmers.
Said I'm getting fired if I get a speeding ticket. They'd like me. You know, or don't get caught speeding. I mean, those are really
you see,
the only two choices.
This is great. Someone says, I delivered for Domino's while I was in the Marines in my T-top Camaro. I was the fastest delivery guy in town. People were getting their pizzas quick. All right.
Is it Domino's known for freaky fast? Or that's Jimmy John's.
Yes, that is.
We got to get the slogans right, you know.
They did the whole pizza tracker thing, right? That gimmick.
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. I'll normally just go pick it up if I'm just getting a...
Yeah. It's been a while since I had a national chain.
I'm pro carry.
I try to do the... If I'm at a... You know, I'm not a huge pizza guy anyway.
Yeah, try to go to Pizza Tazio or...
Pizza Shop. Yeah. Or
local
or
place,
Old
I get
Johnny
it.
Pizza, et cetera.
Old Johnny, yeah. For sure.
We're mentioning them all. Nobody getting upset.
I try to go to local places too.
Let's mention them all.
Let's think of every local pizza place that exists so that we're not isolating anyone. I'll visit any of your places. Please let me know. I'll start doing pizza reviews on YouTube.
People asking our best pizza in the city. Not right now. We're not going to do that right now.
That can be a follow-up random question later on in the week.
I think that's true.
There's a lot of good choices for that, I'll say. A lot of good pizza choices in this town. It's a good food town. People, completely underrated food town for anybody who doesn't live inside this city.
Oh, totally.
We do not get nearly the amount of respect we should as a food town.
All right, coming up next, we are going to hear from Clark Hunt, owner of the Chiefs. He spoke for quite some time about the stadium front, the latest there. Also, we had a conversation with Isaiah Pacheco. We'll bring that back for you as well as we continue broadcasting live from Chiefs Camp.